across Newcastle. You're waking up with Megan Crivo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos.
New FM. Oh, welcome to Tuesday, Crevo.
Yes, and welcome indeed.
Are you alive? You're feeling refreshed?
Of course I am. This is like, we have the great job here.
We
you know, come in, do a chat, go home.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we'll still find a way to complain about it off air, though.
Oh,
let's be real.
Not really, though.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you won't, I will.
It's minor stuff. You know, life goes on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm up and about, ready to go.
Good afternoon yesterday at the shop.
You know what?
Were you even there?
Yeah, I was for a little bit. Not that long, though.
No.
Yeah, just dropping stuff off.
Oh, okay. Emmy's doing the shop keeping, if you will.
Julie was on yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
okay, there you
Emmy's
go.
On today, I think.
We had Jess off yesterday. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how was that beautiful day off for you?
Oh, it was so nice to just sleep in for one day.
Yeah, we were a little bit jealous here.
Yeah, we're like, I wonder what Jess is doing. Probably sleeping.
Probably sleeping.
Yeah, well, at 5:30, we're like, should we call her?
Oh, I would have been so mad.
I thought so.
Oh, just
we're just going to be, oh, the newsroom is on fire, Jess. You need to come in.
Well, just a quick question. Are you in tomorrow? That was going to
Yeah, pretty much. Just to keep you on your toes.
Do you
being
normally,
the news boss that you are.
Do you set your alarm anyway? That sort of stuff. But they were like, oh, nah, save it for next time.
See, I can't even prank you guys when I go away because you get up at ridiculous o'clock anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well.
It's not fun. I'll start ringing you at 2 a.m.
Oh.
Have fun with that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's nice.
No dramas.
You're friendly like that, mate.
I know, right? It's all part of the friendly services, you would say.
Yeah, it is.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, investigations are still continuing into that crash at Luskin Tyre yesterday, Jess.
Yeah, so at about 2 o'clock yesterday, emergency services rushed out to Luskin Tyre, which is basically a suburb over from the airport there at Rutherford. A light plane had crashed, apparently burst into flames, and a man, 47 years old, suffered critical burns to 80% of his body. He was...
Oh, bugger.
Oh, it's horrible.
Is this the second small aircraft? Crash in the area.
Yes, there was
one. In a couple of days.
Yeah, there was one last week or the week before. And prior to that, there have been multiple. I know that I can, in recent memory, have reported on several vintage aircrafts that have gone down. Also, like, homemade, like light planes as well.
That's one thing I would never trust, a homemade.
No.
Jess, I was going to say, have you ever made your own aeroplane?
Yeah, no, not in my spare time.
Oh, you used to do that as your main job, did you?
Yeah, that was my main stuff. Anyway.
Didn't know that.
So this guy is in an induced coma
poor bugger.
Sydney hospital. So
terrible.
Yeah, aviation authorities are heading back out there today to gather everything they can to do their investigations into exactly what went wrong.
It'd be really hard for those guys as well because the planes that these guys tend to use, I think, aren't very like stock standard.
Yeah.
They probably had additions and modifications and all that kind of stuff, so it'd be very hard to pinpoint what went wrong.
Yeah,
exactly.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
Could be the driver. Let's also talk about this petrol theft in Mayfield. What's going on there? God's country.
So not something you really want to wake up to in the morning.
We both live in Mayfield, so I'm terrified.
Yeah, so along with your tyres being slashed in Mayfield, now people are stealing petrol out of your petrol tank, apparently.
Right.
So this particular resident found that a huge hole had been bored into her car's petrol tank on the weekend. Thieves used what is called an auger to drill a hole
tank. Like a hand drill, really,
basically,
is it?
Yeah, and silly thieves left it behind. So that's now with police getting
getting
looked at. So silly. Hopefully they find who was responsible. But yeah, not good.
See, I've had my car siphoned before at East Maitland.
No.
Yeah, this is about 6 years ago.
That's not ideal.
Wasn't ideal because I went to go to work and I'm like, I've got no fuel. This is funny because I filled up yesterday.
Yeah,
that wasn't ideal.
So did your petrol tank not lock then?
Oh, it was an old car. Like,
right.
It was just dodgy. They're just, we noticed there were screwdriver marks.
They just prized it open and popped it closed again at the end.
Basically, so didn't trust that for a while.
See, like, at least if they do that, you don't have a hole in your petrol tank.
No, well, keep an eye out if you're in Mayfield because, Jesus.
Yeah. Your stuff's not getting ideal. Taken. I'm hitting
that gas. Let's test your knowledge and fill the tank.
But don't get one wrong. This is New FM's $10,000.
$10,000 tank toppers.
Easiest way in Newcastle to score free fuel, Grebo.
I mean, who wouldn't want some free petrol at the moment?
I sort of filled up yesterday. I've got like a half full tank at the moment, but I don't want to fill it up too much before I go. But at the same time, I get anxiety around not having a full tank of fuel.
Yeah, you don't like driving around on the petrol lot.
No, God, no.
I'm driving on it right now.
Are you really?
I am.
Well, maybe you need to play tank topper.
Well, would you let me?
Well, I'm not in control when we play tank toppers because we're going to play with Tyler and Michael across the workday. A bit of trivia, cheeky trivia. One question is worth a $50 fuel card. You can take that and run or go for the next one for $100 and go for the next one at $150. Get one wrong, though.
And you're out.
You're out. You lose a lot. Happened yesterday, actually.
Yeah, that's
right. Someone went for the third question. Didn't work.
So you got to know your trivia. Don't get it right.
Or you just got to be overly confident.
Well, that too.
Yeah, because you never know what the question could be. It could be like, the third question could be, what colour combination makes the colour green? Yellow and blue? You never
know. Could be that.
Could be that. I'm not saying that's one of the questions, guys. Don't store that away.
Definitely not.
No, Tank Top is going to play right across the workday with Tyler and Michael. Your chance to fill your tank up with $150 worth of fuel. How good.
Free petrol, guys. Don't miss it. Yeah. That's the key message.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. Local ads. New FM.
Apparently it is very stressful for people who are born in a different country to go over to America and go through their drive-thrus, mainly because of the accent situation.
Oh.
Now,
I wouldn't have thought this would be a problem.
Apparently it is. So this woman has gone onto TikTok and she's got millions of views because she's gone through to order something as simple as water.
Mm.
And the poor person behind the mic can't understand a word she's saying.
This is at an American drive-thru.
Yeah. I've got the audio of this. It's actually fascinating because I'm not going through a drive-thru when I'm over there. I'm not driving at all unless I get an Uber.
I was going to say, you taxi, Uber.
Tempted to hire a car just so I can drive on the wrong side of the road. But I'm going to play the audio for you next. Very interesting because because we hear this accent every day, the Aussie accent, it's not that big a deal for us. But when you hear the differences in how she pronounces things like, maybe this makes a little bit of sense.
Well, let's get into it next. Yep. I'll be the judge, the final judge.
You are half American, so this makes sense.
I'll be the final judge to tell you if the person ordering is wrong or the person behind the mic is an absolute muppet.
Megan Grebo.
The Novos.
So this poor woman, I'm going to say poor woman, over in the US, having a lot of trouble being understood when she goes through the drive-through at her local Macca's.
Oh, this is hard for her.
I know, such a dilemma. There's so many hard things going on in this world, and this woman has taken to TikTok, millions of views actually, to say, basically, she went through the Macca's drive-through asking for a bottle of water.
Okay.
Which sounds quite...
You would think on the fairly simple side of things, it's not 12 different changes to a burger.
No,
it's
just she's not asking for a Frappuccino, Macchiato, whatever.
Although,
Starbucks.
Because it's not a Coke, perhaps they're confused being America.
This is true. It's not a supersized jumbo Coke.
Oh, not a large Coke. What are you talking about?
So this is what she's done. She's gone through the drive-thru and having a lot of trouble trying to get her bottle of water.
All right,
take a listen.
McDonald's, could I take your order?
Could I please get a bottle of water?
I'm sorry, ma'am.
A bottle of water?
Could you please repeat that? I can't understand you.
A bottle of water?
Oh, water, yes, ma'am.
I mean, that's what you have to look forward to, Meg.
Yeah, so is this actually a thing? When you, because you've been to the US multiple times, you've got a dual citizenship,
Yep.
Is this a thing? Do they really have this much trouble understanding?
I've never had that problem. People, they might comment on your accent.
Yeah. But how often do they comment on it? Just out of curiosity.
Fairly commonly.
Yeah.
Americans actually very friendly.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah, they'll love to chat to you because you're from a different place.
Okay.
That's a misconception. I mean, that girl in the video sounds a bit simple.
That's
a separate issue. Well,
I remember an interview with 5 Seconds of Summer years ago, and they said they had to adopt American accents when they went over there to places like Starbucks because they weren't being understood.
I mean, maybe. Or that could just be something a couple of young lads said in an interview for something entertaining to say. You know, or you can just point at the thing if they can't understand what you're saying.
See, this is what I'm happy that app ordering is a big thing here.
Yeah.
Maybe it's going to be a big thing over there.
I think you'll be fine.
So,
I never had a problem with people not understanding what I wanted to order.
Really? Okay. No. Well, that's good to know because, as I said, this has got millions of views on TikTok. And she's saying, I need a translator when I go through the drive-thru these days because they don't understand what I'm saying.
I mean, that's TikTok for you, though.
Yeah.
Like, people just not understand or not getting that something is maybe, I don't know, it's just, I think that this is one girl that couldn't understand her.
Yeah.
It's not an ongoing thing. You'll be fine.
Lots of people are commenting saying people have to say banana when they go over instead of banana because they're freaked out by the term banana. Instead
freaked
of banana.
Freaked out by it. What are the other ones they've said?
I'm British. This happened to me at an airport when I was like 10. And another lady's like, this happens to me a lot when I go to America. I end up having to scream what I want because they just cannot understand me.
Oh, God. I think you'll be fine, Meg. Don't worry about it.
The last one is I would always say Coca-Cola in restaurants because they always heard cake when I said Coke. What?
That's possible, I guess.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Coke sounds the same in...
Like, I would have thought so.
In America, like in American accent, like Coke. Oh,
yeah. A bit different.
I need to practice my American accent is what we need to do.
You're practicing ordering Coke.
Yeah.
Is what
you're
doing.
Well, I don't drink Coke anymore.
Oh, that's right. You're off it.
What
you're
am
off
I
the
doing?
Coke.
I'm off the Coke.
I don't know. It's a whole different discussion, I feel like. Meg, this one's a bit interesting. You know how, have you heard this story about how Pablo Escobar, the drug kingpin.
Yeah. Speaking of Coke.
Well, no, it's a different thing, isn't
Coca-Cola,
it?
Coca-Cola,
yeah.
Of course.
He bought these hippos. Have you heard this story?
I heard about this.
Yeah, so there's these hippos in South America. They're just living there now.
Mm.
Big update on what's going on with Pablo's hippos.
All right, details on the other side of this. Bad boys, what you gonna do?
What you gonna do when they come for you? Now, Meg, you've heard this story about Pablo Escobar. So when he died in the early 90s, he left behind a zoo at one of his properties, right? And there was, like, giraffes, elephants, kangaroos. They all got, like, sent to different places,
different zoos,
et cetera. They got rehomed, basically. What they didn't rehome was these couple of hippos.
He had a moat or something, didn't he?
It was, like, a moat and a
lake.
Dam sort of lake sort of thing. And they just put them in there.
Yeah.
Right? And they were sort of, they just sort of got left there.
Mm.
Left behind.
As long as they were taken care of.
Well, I think they're just sort of, hippos are vegetarian, so they're just eating the vegetation and chilling out.
Yeah.
But now, they're sort of like spreading.
Oh.
And in 2007, they started turning up 100 kilometres away.
What?
So these hippos are starting to become a bit of an issue.
They're a pest.
Well, sort of, yeah. And they don't really know what to do. So they're now setting out to castrate Pablo Escobar's hippos.
Oh, poor hippos.
It's a bit of a challenge, though.
Yeah.
How do you castrate a hippo in the wild?
Yeah, like you'd have to dart them or something.
I don't know. And they're in the water? Like, do you then have to get scuba gear on to see the balls
and
underwater?
They're vicious. Hippos are vicious.
Well, yeah. They are. They cause, like, they're the animal that's most feared in Africa.
Yeah.
Because they cause the most deaths.
Yeah.
If you get near one,
they will crush your bones within 10 seconds.
Like nothing. Have you seen a hippo eating a watermelon on TikTok?
Oh, mate. No, you don't want to be a watermelon in a hippo's mouth.
They
that's for
squash
sure.
it like it's like you're squashing a pea between your fingers.
Yeah.
So you have to be very careful. This is a top tip and something to take down, a trap for young players. When castrating your hippo, be very careful.
Yeah,
That's my top tip.
Don't do it.
So these guys that have to go and do this, with no experience, let me tell you, because they've never castrated hippos in the wild before.
No.
They need to really, really watch themselves. Because otherwise they could end up squished in a hippo's mouth.
It's not a job I would like to apply for. If it's on seek, I'm not applying for it.
And you know they're not offering danger money because you're within an existing role.
Yeah.
They're not creating a hippo castrating job.
No.
And then saying, yeah, this thing's like 200 grand a year. It's not happening. It's a special. They're just getting a vet.
Yeah.
And good luck to him.
Good luck.
Is all I can say.
We'll hear that on the news very soon.
I know,
people
right?
dying from hippos.
Oh, God.
From Pablo Escobar.
No.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Very happy to be here for Tuesday morning, aren't you, producer Tyler?
Oh, yeah, you best believe it.
You're very perky this morning, actually.
It was all fake.
Oh,
oh
sorry.
Was it? Oh, come on.
We don't do that in this job. What are you talking about? It's completely 100% real.
Yeah, it always is. We're always here to have a good time.
What do you mean?
We're going to be very happy because we do have a $70 voucher for Lone Star Rib House up for grabs.
Yes.
If you want to win that, you got to play 5 in 10. Very easy game. Name 5 things in 10 seconds. You can walk away with the prize.
Yeah, that's
so
easy. Let's do this, guys. If you want to dine on some delicious ribs, maybe a brew.
Good steak.
Ooh, yeah.
I love a good steak from Lone Star.
Get amongst it.
Yeah, 13:10 if you want to give 5 in 10 a go. Very easy game. The lines are open. Get around at 13:10. We're going to play.
The Novos. Megan Crevo. 5 in 10. New FM.
All you want in life is a $70 voucher to spend at Lone Star. Ribs and brews, Glendale, Katara or Maitland. Cheeky Bev, cheeky steak, cheeky ribs. Delicious.
Always good. And it's not going to go, like, what a great way to start the day.
Right?
You're already 70 ahead.
Exactly. All you got to do is name 5 things in 10 seconds, Crevo.
Yeah, very simple. Let's meet our first contestant. It's Mel.
How you going?
Hey, Mel, you confident?
Oh, I don't know.
No. Well, let's spin the wheel first and get this category.
Stand by, Mel.
All right. Mel, the category today is science. Were you much of a scientist in high school?
A little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Hey, wait,
right.
Hang on. We don't know. Mel, are you a scientist right now?
No.
No. Ah. What do you do for a living now, Mel?
Nursing.
Oh, well, that's close enough.
You're going to smash this, I have a feeling.
All right. What is the topic for Mel?
Okay, Mel. The topic is bugs.
Okay, you need to name 5 bugs in 10 seconds. Your time starts now.
Ant, spider, centipede, cicada, dragonfly.
That's done it.
That's it.
That's it. Easy
yeah, you
as
got
that.
It. Easy done, Mel. $70 for Lone Star coming your way.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well done, Mel. Oh.
Mel,
we thought that might have been a little bit difficult.
Yeah, but Mel's a nurse and she's already on the go.
Exactly.
She's probably had 7 coffees already.
Maybe.
And ready to start the day. Nurses just love getting
very
involved
smart.
In life. Yeah.
Very cluey, Mel. Well done.
Totally.
Back tomorrow at 6.
Yeah, that it is. Now, Meg, from one science topic to another, we love it on this show.
Yeah.
God, we love it.
Mm.
How's this? They've got a new type of lube.
Yeah.
That's going to help prevent HIV.
That's incredible.
This is great.
Oh, I love that.
But here's the weird thing.
Yeah.
They're making it from a part of an animal.
Okay.
I'll let you just marinate on that
all
while
right.
we play a
As
song
I
or
would.
Something here.
All right. Right. Details on the other side Thanks. Of
the... Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Now, here's a bit of exciting fun, Meg.
Yeah.
So, apparently they've got this new lube. Personal lubricant that helps protect against HIV.
I love this. This is great.
Fantastic bit of science. Here's the interesting part about it.
Yeah.
They're making it from cow mucus.
Okay, when you say cow mucus, what do you mean? Like spit?
Yeah, spittle.
How does this work? Like,
that's a great question.
Mate, who was the person who came up with the idea, let's test this substance and see what it does?
Did they go through, this is the question I have, you know, did they go through every other animal mucus first and go, oh, goat, nah, no protection. Oh, chicken?
Walrus? Nah.
Nothing. Oh, fish? No, nothing. And then they get to cow. Oh, look at that. It's actually doing something. Well, yeah, who knows? I mean, I guess that's just science, isn't it?
But
and them
the
trying
same,
different things.
It's very similar, though, to the person who discovered, like, milk was good.
Well,
what
that's
was
it.
That person doing with the cow?
I mean, that's the other thing. When you think about it now, cows provide, they already provide so much.
Yes. You've got meat, you've got milk, you've got, what else? The leather. Mucus, leather.
Leather, yeah. That's
now
it.
Now mucus.
Now that. Pretty much everything they do.
So have trials been conducted on this, have
well,
they?
Well, they're doing science, yeah, on it at the moment.
Science.
The lubricant derived from it is basically, it reduces the chance of HIV and the herpes virus.
Wow.
I mean, it's just extraordinary, well, really.
When was the last time you heard the case of a cow having an STD?
Well, yeah,
see?
Never.
See?
That's probably why.
There you go.
Of course, I'm not sure about that. They're all just made up. But
well, I haven't heard it in any of our news reports.
Yeah. Probably mustn't be happening.
There mustn't
then.
Be many local cows around here that have... sexually transmitted infection. Sorry, it's STI these days, not STD.
Yeah, certainly none in Muswellbrook and the surrounds anyway, that's for sure. But, yeah, it's just one of those things where you do go, how did they come up with that or work that out? It's like the person who first ate stinging nettles.
What? Stinging?
Yeah, you can eat stinging nettles.
What are they? I don't even know what they are.
Oh, this is a plant. If you touch it, it gives you an awful stinging rash.
Oh, is that
rash.
Like the sea urchin?
No, it's a plant, Meg. You never heard of a stinging nettle?
No.
Oh, okay. Anyway, it's awful.
I am not one with nature.
If you touch it, it comes up in this awful big rash and everything.
Yeah.
But if you boil them, they're delicious.
That's weird.
Yeah, so...
And apparently, if you use cow mucus,
I don't think
it can help protect you
You just go scrape it out of a cow. I think you got to make it in the factory.
Okay.
Just derived from cow mucus.
Now, are you going to be using this?
Well, this is the thing. Are people going to be grossed out by this?
Maybe.
Like
to be just in real talk.
Yeah.
As great as this is, if you're a vegan or a vegetarian, you probably can't use this.
Well, surely they'll be able to simulate it.
Replicate it or something.
They can just go into the factory and go, right, what are they making it out of?
They're replicating cheese these days and fake meat and all that kind of stuff.
Surely
they can replicate mucus from a cow.
The cow mucus lube won't take long to figure out if they can do meat.
I don't know if I want to use it.
Why not?
I feel weird.
Why not?
Because it's like an animal-like product.
Yeah,
in
but
that area.
No animals harmed during the make of it.
You sure about this?
Yeah, because they have to keep it alive.
Oh, true.
Maybe
it's the byproduct
it's just
of
a lot
after
of,
they finish.
No, it's a lot of cows with dry mouths. But aside from that, they'll be fine. Just give them a lozenger.
Okay. I love how you know everything.
Yeah.
That's going on with these guys.
Just leave the sentence right there. Glad you know everything.
Exactly.
Let's move on.
Hey, news time up next. Hopefully no cow lubricant chat from my Muswellbrook.
Oh, you never know.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help the Novos. Local as. New FM.
So if you follow the Inspired Unemployed on Instagram or TikTok or whatever, you might have come across this video. It's since been deleted, but basically the stupid things that they've done while they've been a little bit intoxicated. Had a couple of lemonades.
Yeah.
Now, what he's done is to impress a girl, you think, you tell them about your career, you tell them about your job prospects, something like that. You don't...
Well, even that...
Yeah.
Like, less impressive than you think, lads.
You don't do this.
I showed him my bank account. Oh my God.
he dropped a screenshot of what was in his bank account after a couple of lemonades to impress some bird.
How dumb are you?
There's certain things that you just do. when you've had a couple of lemonades or a couple of whatever,
when you're drunk, you think
that's a great idea. Like, yeah. I've got a couple of zeros in my bank account. She's going to be impressed by this. She's going to come home with me.
How dumb.
Nah, mate.
How dumb.
1309, what stupid thing did you do while you were drunk?
Now,
I want to know.
It could be trying to impress someone this, or it could be some accident, like you fell down steps.
I've fallen down a couple of times. Let's
fallen down. Some funny accidents where you've fallen down or something.
Yeah. Every caller who gets to air today goes in the draw for 4 tickets to Melbourne Cup at the Lucky Hotel in Newcastle. Now, this includes 3-course menu, beverage package, live music, best dress prizes, and an after-party DJ from 3 o'clock. Now, these tickets are worth nearly $200 each, and we're hooking you up with four of them.
Yeah, so it's a great prize.
Yeah, we want you to get involved. What was the stupid thing you did whilst you were drunk?
Just before we go to the song here.
Yeah.
Remember that girl who was drunk from Melbourne Cup and fell backwards into a flower bed?
Oh, yes, and the one who pushed the police off.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's an extreme example.
That tends to happen around Melbourne Cup, unfortunately.
13 10 09.
What stupid thing did you do while you were drunk? We're talking on 13 10 09. Get involved. Hit us up on Instagram as well, at @thenobos_. What stupid thing did you do while you were drunk? One of the guys from the Inspired Unemployed decided how he was going to try and woo a girl. This is what happened.
I showed him my bank account.
Oh my God. Yeah, don't show a girl the bank account when you're trying to woo her. It doesn't work, guys. Sorry.
How embarrassing is that?
Now, it's the pub one night. We're talking like 12 years ago,
okay,
roughly.
Yep.
And my ex-boyfriend showed up, and we had been separated for about a month or two at this point. And me being petty, because I am petty when I'm 21 years old, he had a bunch of job applications sent to my address because he was bouncing around houses and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
Anyway, he got... he got a rejection letter from the reject shop, right? And we're sitting there at a table. He came and sat down next to me. So me, in my loud, boisterous, had too many ciders voice, going, "By the way, the rejection letter from the reject shop showed up for you. Do you want me to put it in a reject shop frame and send it to you?" In front of all of our mutual friends.
Oh, my God. What
now,
that's embarrassing more on you than
I
him.
I know.
You, in your,
I thought I was so clever.
In your mind, you've done a hilarious joke.
Yep,
but really,
you know what?
You've made a fool of yourself.
All of our friends just looked at me like awkward, going, "What do we do?" Because like, we can't take her side. We can't take his side.
Just none of it. Just leave both
mate,
of you.
So cringe to this very day.
Are you friends with any of them still?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, okay,
I'm actually friends
good.
With him now.
Oh, really? Oh, that's a bit of fun.
Mate, you know what? Don't mouth off to the ex at the pub after a couple of ciders.
That's a top tip from Meg right there.
Don't do it.
That's a top tip.
Tyler, you're a bit of a bougie pub person.
Oh, I am, yes.
Any experiences? Any stupid drunk things you've done?
One thing happened to me actually overseas. We were in Thailand at a beach club, and I managed, drink responsibly, to consume a whole bottle of Patron to myself.
No, Tyler, it was time
for us to leave. And I didn't want to get out of the pool. So one of the girls tried to pull me out, and I yanked her in, and we headbutt, and we both sunk to the bottom of the pool, completely knocked out cold. I remember none of it.
Of course you don't.
So someone,
when was this? How many years ago was this?
This was in...
Last week.
This is why she wasn't here last week.
I want to say maybe 2017. Have not touched a drop of tequila since, you guys.
Mate, I can't do tequila.
Oh, it makes my mouth water in the bad way.
Not good.
I still love it.
What's the gossip next with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, what's actually going on? What have you got coming up?
Oh, yeah. A pretty high-profile celeb was in a pretty hectic accident over the weekend. Almost died.
Oh,
jeez. Okay.
I'll tell you who.
Details on the other side of this.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, what's the goss time with producer Tyler? What have you got for us here?
So Genuine has ended up in a near-fatal accident after a Chris Angel stunt went wrong. Do you guys remember Chris Angel?
I remember Chris Angel. But does anyone remember Genuine these days?
Yeah, of course.
Well, more than... Well, yeah.
Crevo, tell me Genuine's main song.
Pony.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He gets it.
We
yeah, of course.
Play it every now and then,
sometimes,
right?
Sometimes
oh,
I
once
question.
A week.
Yeah. Even though TLC I'm Pretty the other day, I'm starting to question your music
what
taste.
What song's that?
Yeah.
Never, I still
yeah, so
don't
what
know
happened
it.
On stage?
So they were doing an underwater stunt. You know how they put themselves in a box of water and it's attached to chains and ropes and everything else?
This makes me so anxious watching this shit. Oh.
Well, this is apparently, it was Genuine's, it was part of his idea because he's terrified of water and he wanted to do it to try and overcome his fear, right?
I think it helped.
Exposure therapy.
He was in the water for a total of 10 seconds before he fully freaked out and ended up unconscious.
Oh, my God.
It was awful. And one of his reps said in the show he was trying to overcome his fear, obviously, of being underwater.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't hold his breath for longer than 15 seconds, and he failed in rehearsals but still wanted to go ahead with the stunt on the show.
Why? And it left everyone
in tears. People were mortified by it because they thought he was dead.
Oh, poor bugger. Oh, he's tried crazy. Really hard.
But also, too, like, imagine Chris Angel being like, yeah, yeah, I'll sign up for this.
Yeah.
And then he's not even been in the water for 15 seconds.
No.
And then Chris Angel's the one that looks like the dickhead because he's got to try and get him out, right?
Oh, mate, this... if I'm going to face my fears, I'm not doing it on TV.
Not in front of cameras.
I won't even do it on the show.
Crowd, right?
Yeah, but like, that's the way Genuine can get paid.
Yeah, and let's face
it, I know there's a lot of residuals from the clubs that song would get played in.
Magic Mike, all you need to know.
Let's face it, it's been played a few times, but he probably needs a dollar.
Yeah.
Well, he was on Celebrity Big Brother in the UK recently.
Rest my case.
Yeah.
He needs a dollar.
I think the UK one, they actually get bona fide celebrities on there, not reality TV shows.
Yeah, but isn't even that money goes to a charity, I think.
No, they still get a decent paycheck.
Do they? Oh, that's good.
Yeah. They get the charity paycheck and they get their own paycheck. A lot of them won't go on if they don't get a decent paycheck, first of all.
That's fair.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the recovery's good for him.
I hope so. He took to Instagram a few days later to like kind of have a bit of a laugh about it and be like, I'm all good. I think more so embarrassed than anything else.
Yeah. Hopefully the recovery's nice and easy for him. Poor bugger.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help De Novo's local ads. New FM.
In our group chat yesterday, Crivo, we got a message from producer Tyler saying you witnessed a crime in action. What was going on?
Yeah, I was at Mayfield Woolies.
Yeah.
So you can imagine the characters.
Yes.
So many good ones.
My favourite place in the world.
Yeah.
Someone literally shoving some skincare down their dacks.
Oh, this happens so much.
Really?
With staff around, they could not give a rat's about who could see them.
Yeah.
Just in broad daylight.
Now, did they get busted?
I don't know.
You just kept to yourself, didn't you?
I kept my distance because I was like, I'm not sure how to... But I kind of wanted to, like, make eye contact with some of the staff, being like, do you see what's going down
this
over
throat.
There?
But also,
I ain't no snitch.
No.
Obviously.
You know?
No.
They could figure it out on their own.
Hey, 1329, what crime did you see go down?
Yeah, was it a dodgy theft like this?
Light and bright, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
You didn't witness certain things, but, like, it happens a lot. You do see it.
Yeah, or did you see somebody, like, robbing a place or running out of a place, that sort of thing?
Get involved, 1309. Every caller who gets to air today goes in the draw for 4 tickets to Melbourne Cup at the Lucky Hotel in Newcastle. Oh. So 3-course menu, beverage package, live music, best dress prizes, after party, DJs, after the Melbourne Cup wraps up. Now, these tickets are worth nearly $200 a piece.
Yeah.
You get 4 of them. The only way to get in the draw, though, is to give us your best call on 1309. What crime did you see committed?
So basically, you tell us your little crime story you saw.
Yeah.
You could win Melbourne Cup tickets.
Easy. We're going to draw it on Friday, which is pretty cool.
Awesome.
But yeah, nearly $800 worth of goodies.
1309.
Yeah. What crime did you see go down? We'll take your call.
Megan Crivo.
De Novo's.
We're asking on 1309, what crime did you see go down? Now, Tyler yesterday was at Mayfield Woolies and saw someone shoving some skincare down the dacks.
Wasn't cheap either.
No, what kind? Was it like the Lancome or whatever it is?
Yeah, and makeup too, I think. Like the bougie Revlon makeup.
Don't be a flog. Stop stealing stuff. Put the prices up, guys.
I agree.
What are you going to, like, when you walk out as well, like, what is that ridiculous bulge in your pants, man?
And then it goes beep, 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 because all the good makeup and all the good skincare has those
security
tags.
And then you just keep walking and no one does anything.
This is why they keep putting the razors in those plastic cases. And then when I go through the self-serve, when I don't want to talk to anyone, I have to talk to someone to get them to unclick it. It's because of you guys.
Oh, Meg, don't be too sad.
Now, we had a call come through, Tyler, from Tegan, yeah?
Yeah, we had Tegan in Charlestown. We just lost her, but she had a great story. She witnessed a man after a big night out literally take a dump in the street. And then the police came on and obviously told him that he couldn't do that because it's illegal, and they arrested him.
They arrested him for taking a dump in the street.
I mean, see, I would too.
I wouldn't, because that guy then is in your car.
Yeah, without having wiped.
And he, you know, he hasn't wiped himself.
Well, that's what he said too. She said that he insisted that it had to be done then and there. I mean, I feel that sometimes. Sometimes it just needs to happen, you know?
Yeah, mate.
Really? Hang on.
Not in the street, though.
Hang on.
Let me clarify.
Hang on. Tyler.
Yes?
Have you pooed in public?
I have never. I've come close, though,
don't
you guys.
Believe you.
You know I have severe gut problems.
Say,
when
you
gotta go, you gotta go. But I get hot and sweaty, and I will make sure I make it to a proper toilet, I promise.
Every time?
Every single time.
You're never not getting, once?
Never once.
So when we see your mugshot on Newcastle Police District Facebook page,
she's
we know what you've done.
Dogger in town.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Robbie, hey, Robbie.
Good morning.
Good morning. What crime did you see go down?
Well, both times I was working, actually, and it was in the store I was working at. The first one was a young gentleman stuffed a four-pack of socks down his pants.
Well, that tends to be a thing that blokes do, right?
Yeah, so I just walked around and said, can I help you with anything? And looked straight at his crotch. And he pulled out the socks, went, how much are these? I went, $14.95. Went, oh, two dear. I didn't notice that.
And I would have been like, I don't know, they've been down your dacks, mate.
You
got to pay for
them.
You got to pay for them. What else happened?
And the next time, an inebriated gentleman was out the front of our store about to flog a long sleeve tee. He was about to walk off, and I just walked around and grabbed the shirt and said, "Can I help you with this?" And then got abused by him.
Now, Robbie, key question, since we're doing it, have you pooed in public?
Not yet.
Oh, good.
Oh, she's got plans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you very much, Robbie.
Now, Meg, something came across my desk yesterday.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, my God, Meg is going to be in heaven.
Yeah?
Basically, it's a chicken stuffed with potato and gravy. Now, you love potato and gravy, right?
Shut up and take my money.
Now this.
Shut up and take my money.
I knew this would get you excited. So, yeah. I've gone into Crevo's Kitchen.
Oh.
Which is my.
I love your kitchen,
research and test kitchen.
Yeah.
And I've come up with some new foods that will be Meg approved.
Okay, I'm keen. I'm keen because I love it. I love everything that comes out of your kitchen.
We're
going to
test it. I'm gonna go through.
Did you make any of these?
I've made them. Oh. This is all in the testing
Let
and ideas down. Like process at the moment.
Yeah.
Some of these are going to be, I think, absolute winners for you.
And you're going to market them, aren't you?
Yeah, of course.
With mine and your faces on them.
Mega approved.
Yeah. Details on the other side of these.
Megan
Crevo. All right, Meg, so I came across this chicken stuffed with potato and gravy for sale, and I was showing you before, you're losing your mind.
Oh, mate,
right?
Look, my Howzo palate hasn't really refined over the last 20 years, let me tell you, but geez, potato, gravy, and chicken is the ultimate combination. Chucking them all together, mwah, chef's kiss.
Okay, now get ready to have your mind blown because I've taken this as inspiration.
We're stepping into Crevo's kitchen right now.
Yeah, Crevo's test kitchen because I've come up with, and this is going to be a service that I'll offer going forward.
If you need, the trial.
You're the trial, right. So if you want custom foods, like with fancy names, you can come to me, and for a small fee of $12,000 to $14,000,
okay,
I'll design them for you, and you can get rich off it. I'll just take the fee, right?
All right, let's go.
So this is the Meg custom version.
All right,
the first it's called Panic at the Potato, right? Because you love Panic at the Disco.
I do.
Of a fun name to start.
Beautiful.
So, taking the potato and gravy as a starting base. So it'll be two of the potato and gravy, mashed potato and gravy, turned into hash browns, right? And they become the buns of a burger, which is based on the KFC slab. So inside is your popcorn chicken, cheese, and barbecue sauce, but with the potato and gravy hash browns as your buns.
I'm actually drooling. This is ridiculous.
Is that mega approved?
Mate, tick. Where's me thing?
Get your tick ready. Okay, next one. The next one is called the red wine and truffle salami sarnie.
Oh, my God.
Now, this is your favourite salami, right?
Yeah, the red wine and garlic salami, yeah.
Yeah, so first you get that and you fry it until crispy.
Yep.
Then you put it inside the Bolton Point special toasted cheese sandwich. So you've got the Wonder White bread, butter on each side.
Yep. The no plastic, sourdough here,
no,
my friend.
The plastic cheese, yep. And then the crispy salami,
yep,
inside it. And then, of course, you dip that in the potato and gravy.
Mate, I'm all for this. Keep okay. it going. Keep it going.
One final one.
Yeah.
The final one to wrap up Meg's test, special kitchen.
Yeah.
The Cappadocia samosa. What this is, you know the you know what a samosa is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
the sort
yeah.
of triangle Indian
pastry. Yeah.
You get that, and then instead of like spicy mince inside, yeah. you fill it with Cappadocia chips and gravy.
Yep.
So when you bite into it, you've got crunch and carb on carb with gravy as the sauce.
All right. That is the money shot right there. Holy crap.
So between those three, I think we've created the first custom kitchen.
Yep.
And like I said,
will write you a check for the, what is it, the $12,000 to $14,000?
You can choose. I'll take either.
Now, what I've just realised is how much my life revolves around carbs.
Carb on carb.
Carb it's your on favorite. Carb on carb on carb. And that, you know what? Can you make some of these for me? Because
probably.
Legit, I would eat all of those on a regular basis if my heart could take it.
Now, if you are a cafe or restaurant
yeah.
and you're looking for that signature menu item mm. that will be Insta-worthy, has a great catchy name, and makes your business marketable, get in touch with me.
Yeah, Mark Crevo on Instagram, or you can hit us up at @thenovos_.
And I'll hook you up for like the small fee, as
and
I said, small consulting fee.
If you're going to do any of the chips and gravy-related stuff, I'm your girl.
Meg will test it out
for
you.
I will test it out. I'll be your marketing ambassador. I'll do whatever it takes to get free chips and gravy. Or mashed potato and gravy in this case.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an
moment.
Experience, yeah. right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
The idea of applying for a new job is quite nerve-wracking, doing the resume, doing the cover letter, the interviews. It's all very stressful.
You know what? A lot of people, that is a tough gig in itself.
Yeah. What happens, though, when you end up getting arrested at your job interview?
That's full on, is all
I'll
say.
Poor girl's applied for a job at the sheriff's office.
Yeah.
Hasn't gone down very well.
Oh, dear.
Not ideal.
Breaking the law on day one.
Yeah, exactly.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Now, this woman in the US done a little bit of a bad deed.
Mm.
Well, not at the start, basically.
Okay.
So she's applied for a job at a sheriff's office.
Oh, that's all right.
Good paying job.
Yeah,
27-year-old Zaima, her name is.
Okay.
She applied for work at the Hudson County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, nice.
As a clerk.
Yep.
Anyway, she's applied for the job. And, of course, when you're going to work within the, like, justice field, if you will, they need to do a background check.
Of course, because that's sort of what they do.
Yeah, well, literally, the department that she was applying for specializes in finding people who are wanted for outstanding warrants.
Oh, great. So, you know, it's a good service that they're doing.
Exactly. Now, a simple check, because obviously they're doing their background checks on her, have found that she did, in fact, have an outstanding warrant for failure to appear in court, not to mention 10 bench warrants in Jersey City as well.
So she has 11 warrants.
Yes.
And decides to go for a job at the sheriff.
Yes.
Not the smartest cookie, is she?
Now, it turns out she actually applied for the wrong job. This was all by mistake. She's applied for the wrong job. She's gone on to Seek or whatever the equivalent is, Indeed, possibly in the US.
Yeah.
Applied for the wrong job with her resume. They've done the check, found out where she was, and arrested her.
Oh, my God. You couldn't get any stupider than that, could you?
No. So, failure to appear in court on fraud charges and then failure to appear in court on traffic charges. So, she's done a couple of naughty things back in the day. And then she's gone in for the interview, and then we took her into custody.
How dumb. She's,
mate.
Because the interview would have been at the sheriff's office.
Exactly. So and she just, would have known, unless it was off-site.
It's possible, but either way.
It's funny, though, because a lot of places that you apply for, you don't actually know where you're applying for. Many retail jobs do that these days. They go through the recruitment agencies and go...
Retail position.
Retail position, full-time, 38 hours a week. She probably thought...
Oh, well,
office this job.
Excellent. I'll take that.
38 hours a week. Great pay, benefits. This sounds fabulous. Go on to the recruiting center. Nah, you're under arrest.
Straight to jail. Do not collect $200.
Now, the thing is, apparently she found that she was also a previous employee of the United States Postal Service, and they've launched an investigation as well because they're not meant to hire people who have records.
What a muppet.
Mate.
She is as dumb as I get.
Not the brightest bulb in the tanning bed.
All I can say to her is you live and learn and you've got a lot of mistakes to make up for.
This would be the equivalent of going for a job at like Roads and Maritime Services when you lost your license.
Dozens of times. 11 times.
11 times.
Oh, well.
She's not the one to be given advice about how to avoid a warrant, let me tell you.
Off to jail for her.
Yeah.
And love it or loathe it up next with producer Tyler. She'll be getting our thoughts on today's daily topics. It's a snap decision, so we have to decide and you get to find out our deepest, darkest thoughts.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, this is the part of the day where Tyler comes in with a topic, something from the day, and Meg and I have to snap decision it. Do we love this thing or hate it? Love it or loathe it? Let's do this thing. What have you got for us, Tyler?
Running.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Love it.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I don't go out and do a run. You'll never catch me, but I like to see somebody running.
Do I have the figure of someone who loves cardio? Absolutely not.
I like to see somebody who's running when, say, for example, I have to get to the toilet in a hurry.
Yeah, like that little shuffle they do.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they're running for the elevator when it's about to close.
There's so many different funny runs.
That's
as well.
That's an awkward shuffle too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, this bloke, his name's Ned Brockman, 23-year-old tradie, isn't doing any awkward shuffle. He has ran 4,000 kilometres. He arrived at Bondi Beach in Sydney after running from WA's Cottesloe Beach, which took 46 days straight.
Oh.
He has run from WA across the Nullarbor and landed in Sydney yesterday by foot to raise money to support people experiencing homelessness, and he raised a whopping $1.4 million.
Yeah, you did. Well done, mate.
This is an amazing story, actually.
Yeah, you've obviously seen it on the news, right?
Yeah,
he's everywhere. And I've been following his journey a little bit, and he is... Oh, my God, he's killed it.
Like, he's doing 100 Ks a day.
Averaging 100 Ks a day, yeah. So
can you imagine the blisters and the sore legs?
46 days of running.
Oh.
He started in September and he literally just landed in Sydney yesterday. He said, when I moved to Sydney from the country, I saw a lot of homelessness in the city and wanted to make change and wanted to help out where I could. So we just thought running would help that, but he's raised a whole stack of money. He did say he came across a few hiccups along the way. I remember early... reading on his journey that his doctors and physios were telling him he needed to stop because he had a really gnarly ankle injury.
Yeah.
But he was like, nah, she'll be right. Some cortisone injections will fix that, and carried on for another 40 days.
Of course he did.
He's gone and Forrest Gumped it.
Oh, fully. For 46 days straight. He also said that a little maggot started wiggling out of his toe and he started to question life choices at that point, but he kept going.
A maggot?
Wriggled out of his toe.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, I mean, that's the least of your problems, right, when you're running 100 Ks a day. Yeah. Imagine the exhaustion, the dehydration, the hunger, the pain, and he's nailed it. And you should have seen the crowd that welcomed him into Bondi
yesterday. Oh, no doubt.
Huge.
Yeah.
So there's calls for him now to be crowned for the next Aussie of the Year, which I also feel is very well deserved.
Absolutely.
And I'm
raising $1.5 million
from running.
I'm hustling to try and get him on the show to you guys. So I'm hoping we'll be able to catch up with him and chat to him.
That'd be great.
And see how he went because, this bloke is a true blue Aussie that just has that she'll be right attitude, and he absolutely nailed it.
This is awesome.
It's not something I could ever do. And that's why I'm just like in awe.
Yeah.
I could never do that.
I don't think the human body is designed to do that at all.
I think I could do it.
If do you reckon?
Yeah, if I was a different person and had the body of an athlete and had the training, I could do it easily.
He's 23. Do you reckon you would have been able to do it when you were 23, Crevo?
if I had a different body, just not my body.
I was binging on chicken nuggets when I was 23. I wasn't running 100 kilometres a day.
I was just drunk every day, probably.
Responsibly, of course, right?
Of course.
Now.
Yeah, of course.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. New FM.
Now, Crevo, you know my organisational skills. I like to have everything in order.
Of course.
Way in advance.
Yeah, you like to be places really early.
Exactly.
You like to have everything lined up.
Very prep heavy.
Yeah.
I leave tomorrow, so I'm staying in Sydney tomorrow night to fly out to America on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
How much of my packing do you think I've already knocked out?
140%.
Zero. I don't know what's going on. I feel a little bit
weird. Are you okay?
Yeah, I've got all my washing done. That was the main thing I had to get done.
Do we need to check you for a fever?
I think you might need to. But the thing is, I'm really paranoid because I've never been on this big of an overseas trip before. I'm really paranoid I'm going to leave something behind.
Oh, now this one, yeah.
Because, like, my big thing is I've got my list, right, of things I need to take. And in bold and, like, underlined exclamation points, it's passport.
Ah, important.
Because I've had so many dreams in the past where I've gone to America and I've forgotten passport.
Really?
Weird.
That is a weird dream.
It's been a thing. 13109, what did you forget to take on holiday?
Oh, this is good.
That I might forget kind of thing.
Your tips for Meg on stuff she must remember.
Yeah, you might be able to help me with this as well.
Yeah.
Every caller who gets to air today goes in the draw for the end of the week for 4 tickets to Melbourne Cup at the Lucky in Newcastle. Now, this includes a 3-course menu, beverage package, how good, live music, best dress prizes, and an after party.
It's so good, this prize.
Now, tickets are worth $175 a pop.
Yeah.
And we've got 4 of them up for grabs for the best callers this week.
Yeah, so you would, if you win this, you get 4.
Yeah, how good?
Instantly.
Exactly. So, 13109, what did you forget on holiday so I can write it on my list so I make sure I don't forget it?
Or like a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
You know, for Meg.
What did you forget?
Yeah, that's right. 13109, would love to hear your stories, and you could be winning those Melbourne Cup tickets.
Yeah.
Up
next.
Megan
Crevo. So just over 48 hours until I fly out and I haven't started packing yet. Adia.
Oh, problem. Dear.
Now, because I'm the queen of prep. Mm. I love to prep everything. I've normally got things done multitudes of time in advance.
Yep.
This is not the case. I don't know what's going on. But 13109, what did you forget to pack on holidays? It's a cautionary tale, if you will.
Yep.
So I can add it to my list. I've got, like, passport, phone charges, mm-hmm. undies, socks, all of that stuff. But there's probably things I'm forgetting.
You could still forget those, though.
I probably will.
You've got to be so careful.
The passport is the thing I'm going to have in my hand as I lock the door, I think.
Be careful. So here's a passport tale for you.
Yeah.
I went with my dad one time for a father-son trip to Bali.
Yeah.
Right? Well, 2 weeks or something.
Yeah.
What we did was we drove to Wyong Station, which
yep.
was like half an hour, then got a train to the airport,
yep.
right? And we left the car in Wyong. And we got about 2/3 of the way into Wyong, so like 20 minutes down the road,
yeah.
and we're sort of like just not going to make it kind of thing.
Yeah.
My dad goes, I've forgotten my passport.
Oh, your dad? I thought it would have been you.
No. So he chucks a Yui.
Oh, mate.
And he goes, now, oh, look, we're going to drive right on the speed limit. Don't tell your mother. And by that, he meant a little bit over, I think, in a few straights.
What are you talking about?
Morning.
Let's go to the phone.
We only just made it, I'll tell you what.
Denise is in Birmingham Gardens. Hey.
Hey, how you going?
Good, good. What did you forget on holiday?
Well, personal items. It was tampons. And I fell to Bali.
Oh, no. So did it happen like when you were on the flight over there and you realised what was the situation?
No, I was only there for a day and I don't know if it was the change. I'd never been overseas before.
Yep.
But, oh, they came heavy.
Oh, you poor bugger.
Oh, yes, look at that. Discovery Channel's on. It's Shark Week.
Oh, thank you, Denise, because I didn't think of that. Thank you very much.
There's a good top tip from
Denise. You know what? All the ladies will understand that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Sean is up next in Maitland. Hello.
Hello, Crevo. How you doing?
Good. What did you forget on holiday?
Flight stocking.
Oh, yes. So my best friend told me about this, and I actually forgot about it 2 weeks ago. So how important are they? Because I have no idea.
very important, else your leg will swell up to the size of an elephant.
Jeez.
Well,
okay.
You don't want that.
Well, but yeah, I've got a 19-hour flight. Thank you very much, Sean.
Jeez, you got
to
be...
Okay, so flight stockings added to the list, tampons added to the list.
Yep, and, oh. And what, like... Don't remember those and then forget your passport.
No,
like,
no, no,
you've
no.
got to still keep your original list and then add those to it.
Well, luckily, like, on the iPhone, you can actually add, like, tick points.
Oh, okay,
so
good.
So I might do that. Thank you very much.
And then, like, just, like, transferring stuff, like, from the house to the car, like, make yeah. sure everything goes well, to every step of the way.
Well, the thing is, I'm catching an Uber to the train station because I don't want to leave my car at the train station.
Yeah, of course not.
Unless you want to give me a lift.
Well, yeah, sure. When are you going?
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, should
yeah,
be right.
Yeah, sweet. Add, so, the back yeah. of the, add it into the back of the van.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys, for those calls.
You can sit in the back of the van.
Yeah, all right,
that
sure. does,
that's not legal, is it? what's the goss up next with producer Tyler? What's on the way?
Did you guys know Kim K started a podcast?
Yeah, I heard about it.
No. Oh.
Never listened to it, though.
It's gone down like a lead balloon, you guys.
Of course it has. Ooh, details on the other side.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, what's the goss time with producer Tyler? And Kim Kardashian's actually failed at something? What's happened?
Oh, yeah, she's your favourite, Crevo, isn't she?
Yeah.
She started a podcast. It's called The System, The Case of Kevin Keith. And it's not so much failed. It's top Spotify's charts in the week since its release.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so
it hasn't really
doing,
failed.
Doing very well, then.
But not everyone is impressed with the actual content of the podcast. So it's basically about this man, Kevin Keith, and how he was convicted of murder. And the survivors of this shooting at the center of the podcast investigation have slammed Kim for actually not even reaching out to them while working on the podcast.
Yeah, that makes a bit of sense.
Is that not investigative journalism 101?
Well, I don't think she's a journalist, so.
Right?
That's the problem.
Don't start a podcast then, sis.
When you're doing an investigative journalism podcast, maybe be a journalist.
You investigate, yeah. though, right?
Like, just because you've been on a reality TV show for the last 20 years doesn't make you a journalist, babe.
Yeah.
It makes you a professional speculator,
yes.
which is the opposite of journalist.
But surely she'd have advisors and all that kind of stuff, because she's like a lawyer or something
now, isn't
she?
That's what I was going to say. As we know, she is studying to become a lawyer, so she would have this huge team of producers and everything else around her,
sure.
right? But she... So, the whole reason that she started this podcast was because this man, Kevin Keith, has maintained his innocence this whole time. And she believes him. So
okay.
she started this pod and none of the survivors even knew about it. They said, Kevin gets
wow.
to sit in jail and become a celebrity. Meanwhile, we're out here dealing with this our entire lives. It's crazy. You
yeah.
don't forget something like that. I don't care what Kim Kardashian says. Kevin tried to kill us.
There you go.
And they've said she just wants to get him out to make her look better, and that's the truth. So, I mean, big. She's dropped the ball big time here. But people will still consume it, of course. She's still going to win.
Oh, unfortunately,
at the end
of the yeah.
day, right?
Yeah, well, the thing is, she's jumping on the true crime bandwagon.
Yeah.
That's what she's done.
Well, there
yeah.
was the whole thing with Serial, that podcast.
Yes.
That, and the guy who was the story was about, it's recently been released.
I've yeah. seen this starting to pop up in news again. Yeah, so, I mean, people just eat true crime up. They love
it,
don't
they? It's actually ridiculous. It's one of the top genres now for Netflix, for podcasts,
yeah.
everything, like the Jeffrey Dahmer thing
and the
on
Kardashians,
Netflix at the moment.
The Kardashians just know how to tap into it and make
yeah.
money off it, don't they?
Even if they aren't doing it correctly.
Yeah.
It'd be
yeah.
very interesting to see more media attention on the victims then, to see how
well,
they're feeling.
Well, I hope they come out. I hope they say something.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
well,
they
apparently already are, but you're not going to hear their story over Kim's.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
happen.
I hear this and I see this is ripe for somebody who does do proper investigation
yeah.
to then take this story and work on it properly.
Yeah.
Like
give it the
reason.
It deserves.
Exactly. The reason that Serial was so successful was because it was investigated so well.
Yeah.
They spent years working on that thing.
Yeah. But oh my God, the Kardashians have so much money. Are you so dumb to not even think about hiring a proper team to do the job properly in the first place?
Yeah,
they're
true.
Really just, they're
no,
so
because,
dumb, aren't they?
Because they want the clout. They want the,
yeah.
we got this guy out of jail. They don't want to share that.
And that's exactly what these survivors have said. She just wants to get him out to make her look better, and that's the truth.
Look, if he is innocent, I hope he does get out. But apparently, according to the law over in the US, he...
And the survivors.
And the survivors, he's not.
Yeah.
So
she's just an idiot.
Yeah, look, feel for everyone in this situation, because it would be really hard for the victims in this particular circumstance to see this and to see her cashing in
on the story. That's right.
A lot of the victims for the Jeffrey Dahmer thing, for example, they're hating this at the moment because Netflix are making bank off this.
Dangerous.
And it's off their pain. So I've always been weird with true crime.
Yeah, I can't. I have nightmares over true crime. You guys, I can't listen. I can't watch it.
Like, I used to watch the Crime Channel on Foxtel a little bit, and I kind of turned it off for the pure fact of I don't like the fact that people are making money off other people's trauma.
Yeah,
it's not my thing.
Me.
But, you know.
I just get too scared.
That's true.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. New FM.
Straight after us, 105 minutes commercial free coming your way with Tyler.
Meg, you are welcome. When you see my
Sunday, I'm so excited.
Oh my god,
good.
It's that soon.
It's that soon, yeah.
How good are the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I know, right? All American Rejects, my boys.
New Britney and Elton John, of course.
I would love for Britney to tour.
You know, I saw.
I'd so be there.
Yesterday, I was driving through maybe Argentina.
Yeah.
And they had advertised coming to like the little bolo there. Elton John.
Nice.
And I thought, that'll be really similar to the original, I reckon.
That's so funny. I'm also really excited. I wish these guys were touring.
Unfortunately for Australia, they are.
I think they are, though. Wait, they are, Creamo, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Fantastic.
Neither of you have tickets, by the way. Nah. You can't be that big a fan.
Oh, I can still score them.
And I can see.
Sold out?
Nah, they got more shows. They have more shows, remember?
Post Malone sold the whole thing out.
Biggest music news of the month.
Yeah.
Oh, and the best band in the world, so who can doubt it?
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music, 105 minutes commercial-free coming your way after 9 o'clock this morning.
That it is. Now, Meg, when you go on a first date, I would imagine there's a few things you would do. Maybe you could buy someone a rose or something romantic.
Flowers,
like that.
Flowers, buy them a drink.
How about matching tattoos? First date activity.
Depending on how many cocktails I had.
Do you reckon there's a chance?
There's a chance.
It's happened. We're going to talk about it next. You're on my heart just like a tattoo. I mean, this isn't what a story. This couple, right, they went on a first date and decided as an activity to get matching tattoos.
They really must have liked each other. Does it say where they met?
Oh, like Tinder.
Tinder
match, yeah. And they went.
The connection must have been real.
I know, right? To go straight in for a matching tattoo. And get this, I mean, talk about an out there design.
Yeah.
Concentric triangles.
What does that mean?
Like triangles inside each other.
Really? Oh, okay.
What
at
an
least
absolute
it wasn't
buzz.
Their names.
Well, that's true. Like, if you got matching names, that's weird. Like a couple name?
Yeah, look. I get it, cutesy, because I love the idea of getting a bit of ink, but I'm not going to go with the guy that I've just met.
And get the same tattoo. What if he's a total jerk that you'll always remember that?
Right?
What an awful idea.
You're
going to
have that negative connotation with that person.
I had a friend who did the exact same thing. Not the same tattoo, but first date. They went out to a pub and then went straight to the tattoo parlor after being on the booze.
You're not meant to go and get a tattoo after you've been drinking.
I know. It didn't stop her. Of course. What turned into a one-night stand.
They didn't even, like, see each other
never
again.
Saw each other again, and now she's got a snail on her leg.
Of course she does. I'm just trying to think. If I went on a first date with
something
someone,
slippery and slimy like that.
Yeah, if I went on a first date with someone and they said you have to get a tattoo that matches me, I don't know what
I'd be like.
I'd
this is what I'd say. No, thank you.
No, if I was like forced into the situation where I had to get a tattoo,
that sounds like a whole different discussion.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just thinking like, you either get a tattoo or you die situation.
Oh my god, Meg, so dark.
I know. This is my personality coming out. I don't know what I'd get it'd have to be, maybe like a music note or something like that, a little bit inconspicuous.
How original.
I know, but that's the thing. Like, at least I can tell the story. It's like, why'd you get that tattoo? Oh, I love music, not because I'm an idiot who got a tattoo on a first date.
Yeah, okay, I see what you mean.
You know, the triangle kind of the same deal. Why do you? I played the triangle in the band.
I like triangles.
I like triangles.
I love lamp.
Oh, that'd be a great tattoo to get, actually. I love lamp.
Well, you can do that.
I'm not going to.
I'm
do
not
that.
Having grammatically incorrect things
well,
on my
gonna
body.
It's going to be interesting because I plan on getting a tattoo in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to try and get one in Vegas and New York.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you going to get?
I don't know. Probably something music related in Vegas.
Yeah.
In New York, yeah, something New York related. Maybe like a Cosmopolitan.
Oh, yeah. Cocktail that's or something. A bit of fun.
I don't know where I get it. Like, I'd.
Yeah. Right across the chest?
Absolutely.
Forehead? Absolutely. That's always a bit of fun.
Well, I want it to be nice and cheap because I don't want to blow all my budget on tattoo, but don't get a tattoo with someone on a first date. I like the idea of tattoos, not on first date.
Can I also say don't get them based on how cheap they are?
Oh, yeah. But no. What I mean is...
Like a small one.
Yeah, like a small one. Okay. Yeah, like I'll pay $150 for a small tattoo or something like
that. All right, fair enough.
Hey, on the other side of this, we know King Charles is meant to move into Buckingham Palace soon.
Yeah, he's got a new house.
New digs. Yeah. Turns out he doesn't want to move in for 5 years.
What?
5 years he's going to be waiting to move into Buckingham Palace. The details on the other side of this...
Megan
Prevost. So it is time for King Charles and the Queen's consort Camilla to move into Buckingham Palace. That's
lovely.
Digs. When you get that role, there your new digs.
You're in.
Turns out, no, not moving in for 5 years.
Here's my first thought.
Yeah.
Will he still be alive?
Mm-hmm. So what they're saying is, apparently, now this is where the Queen has been residing for how long? Was residing
ages.
For how long? An insider has said it's not fit for modern life and its upkeep is not sustainable.
They're saying they don't have Wi-Fi, probably.
Probably. There's probably no connectivity. You know, I'll get some signal boosters from Optus. You'll be fine.
Just chuck a couple of them in the corner.
Yeah.
Sure, it won't look good in front of the tapestry.
Yeah, but
who cares?
All that fancy furniture. Oh, you'd have a field day there with all that furniture, by the way. But the thing is, apparently they're having renovations done.
Yeah.
To make it inhabitable, if you will. 2027 is when they're going to wrap up. Take a stab at how much these renos are going to cost over 5 years.
Look, I know. Here's the thing, right?
Now, think of the whole palace as a whole.
I'm thinking of it. I'm trying to work out what I think it'll cost.
In pounds.
It'd be hundreds of millions because... Everything has to be done by artisans because you can't just whack a coat of Dulux over what's, the wallpaper that is hand-painted.
You can't go to get the average crown moulding from Bunnings. You need to get the good stuff.
They don't have the matching one that works with the palace because it's been hand-built.
The gold painting and...
All of that stuff needs to be done.
Take a stab.
200 million.
369 million pounds for the refurbishment, which is, of course, funded by the taxpayer. Unlikely to be completed until 2027.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. But at the same time...
Like, it's a big place, let's be real.
And it's a one-of-a-kind building.
Turns out, they refer to it as well as the big house.
You know what?
Your average person refers to the big house as prison.
That's true.
Buckingham Palace for these guys.
Here's the thing. I know it is, funded by the taxpayer or whatever, but it would actually generate a lot of money.
The tourism money
of having Buckingham Palace in your country, it alone would generate that money back time.
How many people just want to go there to see Buckingham Palace?
They just stand out the front.
Yeah.
That's all you do, and you still get, these tourists come just for that.
See, then again, I'm going to New York purely for the Sex and the City stoop.
Are you going to sit on the steps?
I'm going to sit on the steps. That is my main purpose of going to New York.
That's even madder.
I know, right? It's not Buckingham Palace.
It's not Buckingham Palace. It's a couple of dirty old steps in New York with chewing gum all over them.
That is the legit reason I'm going to New York City. I know.
I need help.
Yeah. Hey, 105 minutes commercial free on the way with Tyler.
Crevo, your mate.
Oh, girl, I like you.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Love this guy.
What is his nickname?
The Postmaster General.
That's it.
I wouldn't want to get near him, though, because I reckon he stinks.
He looks like he smells, doesn't he?
He loves his rosé. He loves a...
Yeah. Not showering
much. Loves a beer.
He could have a bit of bougie cologne going on.
He could.
He can afford it.
Yeah. He sure can.
He might have that Elon Musk perfume.
Oh, gross. No, thank you. Also this.
Oh, how good.
I've been holding this in for a long time, you guys, but I'm going to say Nirvana's overrated.
Look, I'm not the biggest fan of Nirvana, but I can appreciate what they did for grunge.
Yeah, I agree.
That's all right.
Anyway,
moving on.
New Tom Grennan as well.
Yeah, this got me first listen.
Yeah, loving this.
Yeah, it's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music, 105 minutes commercial free, kicking off for you in minutes. Have a great Tuesday, guys. We'll catch you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Show's done.